Brandon Chiltis with you, along with BJ Kissel, here on the University of Minnesota campus. All right, I'm going to start with three guys. Okay, I got my dander up here a little bit because I started the radio broadcast. Who will make plays to help this team win? Alan Bailey played tough today. Marcus Peters gave them a chance to win. And Travis Kelce, nose busted open, comes back and gave them an opportunity to win. What about those three guys in specific as you kind of get the things, try to get this thing rolling?
It may have been Alan Bailey's best game of his career. In the first half alone, he had seven tackles, three of which came for a loss, had a forced fumble, had the big sack on what looked like a delayed a quarterback sneak from Teddy Bridgewater. But you look at this defense and what they're able to do against running back Adrian Peterson. It's going to get lost in this game. There's a lot of things to talk about in this game, but Adrian Peterson finished with 26 rushes for 60 yards, 2.6 yards per carry. That's the second lowest total of his career. We have at least 25 carries. Unbelievable performance from the whole front seven in general, in my opinion. You look at what these guys are able to do without defensive lineman Dontari Poe on top of it. Mike DeVito leaves early. Alan Bailey, phenomenal job. Travis Kelce, you mentioned it, late in the game, third quarter at 51 yards receiving in that quarter alone. Second half, more big plays, gave them a chance late in that game.
And Kelce came back twice from injuries, twice to come back on the field. Now, we're going to hear from Albert Wilson later. We'll also talk to Alan Bailey, who's been good ever since St. Joe, let's be honest. Defensively, though, some third down and long, particularly a third and 15. The Chiefs just scored a touchdown. Yep. Then a third and 15, they get a 30-yard pass.
That was the play of the game to me. That was where all the momentum. The Chiefs looked like they had grabbed some momentum back. But you look even back in the first half, there were some third downs that they found some chunk plays in the first half as well, those first four drives. They had a 15-yarder, a 14-yarder, and a 52-yard completion. But you look at his defense. Marcus Peters in particular, I mean, Coach Reed just talked to him. I just talked with Marcus. Unbelievable job by him to give the team a chance to win late in the game by making plays.